Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Let's just have a quick while everyone's putting away their tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Chavav, as he describes the concluding halachos of Yom Kippur, says that matchilim miyad, hamedaktikim matchilim miyad b'mitzvah Yom Kippur be'asiyas asuka, kedei latzeis mi mitzvah el mitzvah. So the minhag is, as soon as Yom Kippur is over, even at night, even symbolically, you bring out a few beams or you start to unfold the canvas. And he doesn't just start or conclude the end of Yom Kippur, that's in Taf Reish Chaf Dalet, but Taf Reish Chaf Hei, which begins the laws of Sukkah, the Ramah writes, Mitzvah L'sakeh Nasukkah Miyad L'char Yom Kippur. So the Ramah, both in the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur and in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, talks about the need to bridge. There's something called the pendulum effect. And if you want to see the dangers of the pendulum effect, just think about what happens a few weeks after Har Sinai, where there's such a rapture and such a love and such an excitement, and a few weeks later, Eil Elohecha Yisrael. Sometimes when you reach a spiritual high, there's a tendency to swing to the opposite end, like a pendulum. So we have to be careful the next couple days not to experience, after such a high yesterday, the pendulum effect. So they're starting to build the sukkah outside. I don't know how many hands they actually need. Sometimes too many cooks in the kitchen can ruin the project. But certainly to be aware, pass by, take a picture, a selfie, or just help out for a little bit. And just to help you feel the mitzvah of sukkah a little bit today, even if you're not going to be involved in some of the construction, I want to talk about two very brief differences between sukkah and lulav. These are the two mitzvahs of Chag HaSukkos. Number one, lulav is described as hadar. The esrog is described as pre-eitz hadar, but the Gemara extends the word hadar to all the minim. And the minim have to be hadar, and the very, very intricate rules and halachos governing the dalad minim, many of them are because, well, if they're wilted or the top is ruined, it's not hadar. Don't worry, all of the dalad minim that you've bought are 1,000 times more hadar than what your great-grandparents used in Europe. They didn't have access to tropical fruits. So Baruch Hashem, you're well in this territory of hadar. Because a lulav wants us to evoke our talent, our dreams, our potential. That's why the dalad minim are all styled after parts of the human body. The heart, the spine, the eyes, the lips. Hashem gave us all these talents, and how can we develop these talents and cultivate these talents and employ these talents to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we take our heart and make it a better heart, a nicer heart? How can we take our lips and make it more eloquent? How can we make our eyes and make them more religious? The sukkah is described as the exact inverse. When the Torah in Parshas Re describes sukkah, it says, "Bi'aspecha, migarnecha, umi'ikvecha." What you gather and scrape together after you finish gathering all the fruits, which is this time of the year, all the harvest is finished, whatever scraps are left over, shells and husks and scraps, you can't use fruit for schach. Fruit is makabel tumah. Schach, by definition, can't be food. Schach, by definition, is scraps. Again, we don't use scraps because it'd be too difficult. But we use bamboos and other types of tree branches that we cut down. But the way the Torah describes the sukkah is all the leftover scraps that you didn't gather into the house. So the mitzvah of sukkah is the polar opposite of lulav. Lulav are the nicest species that you can gather. Again, if you live in Israel, you just walk into your backyard and you get a lulav esrog. The nicer species. Sukkah are the scraps. Sometimes in life, you don't have the ability to develop the nicest parts of yourself. You have to get by on scraps, on spare parts. And sometimes you can build a sukkah to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with the scraps in life. Think about that dichotomy today between the nicer, higher parts of ourself and even the scraps of your own personality. What parts of your personality can also be driven to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What parts of life to build a sukkah? The second contrast is that lulav is described as lochem. Ulekachtem lochem bayom harishon pre-eitz hadar. Those of you who have learned sukkah in high school, many people know this halacha. There's a mitzvah of lochem on the first day. And then even on the rest of the days, there's a halacha of mitzvah ba'aver. You can't use the lulav hagazel. So there's an element of ownership. It's a personal mitzvah. It's a personal... We all had a very personal experience yesterday with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we said vidui as we tried to feel the shechina. The sukkah is described very differently. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukos. And the Gemara in Sukkot, Daf Chav Zayin, says that you don't have to own a sukkah. You can't steal it because then it's a flawed sukkah. But unlike the Alan meaning that you have to own a sukkah, you don't have to own. You can just walk into any sukkah. That's why you can walk. You have to, let's say, temporarily acquire ownership on the sukkah you're sitting in. And in fact, this is a shout out to one day in which we're all going to sit in one big sukkah when Mashiach comes. Kol Ezrach BeYisrael Yeshvu BaSukkos. We're all going to sit in one big sukkah of the Leviathan in Achris Hayamim. All the Jews will be gathered. It's a sign of unity. So a sukkah, you don't have to own. This is probably one of the biggest sukkahs you'll be sitting in your life. We're going to fit about 100 people into this huge sukkah. Obviously, you'll walk into a sukkah here or there, but just think about it. You'll be Mekayim the Pasuk this year, consistently, more than at any other point in your life. You're going to be sitting in a 100-person sukkah, which is pretty rare. Obviously, you walk here or there into a hotel, into a catering, into a restaurant, but here you'll be sitting for seven days in a sukkah of 100 people. So there's a collective feel to sukkahs. Kol Ezrach BeYisrael. As much as you've built your own personal relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, tshuva is meant to open our hearts to other Jews. Tshuva is meant to democratize. We're all Bali tshuva. We all have that tshuva that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Some of us had better tshuva. Some of us had lesser tshuva. But we're all Bali tshuva. And now we enter the sukkah in which we're not supposed to own. So try to think about those two differences today in lieu of building a sukkah. Number one, Pesoles Garen V'Yekev. Sometimes you have to get by on spare parts in life. And number two, as much as you want to build your private world, don't let that sever you or make you judgmental or make you separatist from other people. Walk into the sukkah together. Kol Ezrach BeYisrael. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy building the sukkah.